Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. For the last couple of weeks now, we have been focusing our attention on the Gospel of Mark, and this is, I think, now the fourth Sunday where the Gospel has come from the first chapter. We've had an opportunity then to kind of slowly walk our way through this opening chapter of Mark's Gospel, and while we haven't always used the word, we're using it today, we used it 2 weeks ago, we're probably amazed. A couple of weeks ago, we had the opportunity to take a look at the amazing baptism and be amazed at how baptism is so simple and amazed at how it's so special. You and I marvel at the power of that word connected with that plain, simple, ordinary water and then what it does. Last week, as we gathered again, we didn't use the word, but perhaps you were amazed as you thought about Peter and Andrew and James and John just dropping everything. Leaving behind family, leaving behind job, leaving behind business, just dropping it all to follow our Lord and our Savior. And I suppose what's amazing is when you and I try to think about what that might have been like if our Lord and our Savior would come to us and ask us to do something like that. How amazing it might be to just drop everything and go someplace else. Maybe you're thinking about some of the missionaries. This morning, as you and I gather and we focus our attention on our gospel for this morning, once again, you hear the word amazed twice. And so we're still amazed. Along with these people gathered in Capernaum, gathered there at that synagogue, you and I are still amazed at our Lord and our Savior. Amazed enough to listen. Amazed enough to talk. So let's join and let's be amazed. On the next Sabbath day, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. They were amazed at his teaching because he was teaching them as one who has authority and not as the experts in the law. As Jesus often and regularly did, he made his way into that synagogue. You and I, of course, know that our Lord and our Savior didn't need to come into worship for the same reason that you and I do. We come regularly and we come often because we need the reminder of that word and we need the announcement of forgiveness and we need the strength that can only come from God in His word. And yet, as He regularly did, as our perfect Savior and our perfect substitute, Jesus regularly went into that synagogue to be in contact with that word. And of course, as would often happen, Jesus would end up doing the teaching. And that's when the people were amazed. Amazed at what they were hearing and amazed at what was going on because they noticed immediately there's something different. There's something different about this particular rabbi as opposed to all the other experts in the law. Maybe think about your favorite teacher. What is it that made her your favorite teacher? Perhaps it was, maybe she was just nice to you and helped you out. Maybe it was because of the way that she presented the material. Maybe it was because of the subject matter itself. I suppose there's all kinds of different reasons that each of us may have as you think about who your favorite teacher might be. As those in that synagogue listened to Jesus, whether they were beginning to think, you know, this is our favorite rabbi, I guess I don't know that. But they were noticing something. It was all in his presentation and it was all in how he was saying it. They were used to being taught. They were used to having the experts of the law come. They were used to hearing people talking about the word. But they were talking about something that they had learned from something else. They were talking about somebody else's words that they had been given to share. Very important. Very necessary. But then they noticed Jesus. And they were amazed. Amazed enough to listen. Because he was teaching them, not like the experts in the law were doing. He was teaching them like one who had authority. Because he was not telling them something that came from someplace else. Something that he had to go learn first and now he's just repeating. This is God Himself. He's proclaiming His own words. He's coming with His own authority. And the people were just simply amazed. Amazed enough to listen. Even the demons listened. Even the unclean spirits listened. After Jesus muzzles, that's kind of the word that's used, after He muzzles that one, be quiet, He tells him to leave. And the demon asks to listen. We are just amazed. Amazed enough to listen. So now you and I have a chance also to think about who is it that we listen to. If you want to learn something, perhaps you would be interested in listening to the expert, listening to the one who is the scholar. I have no idea what that stuff behind him means. Maybe some of you do. But that's what makes him an expert. He's the one who has some knowledge. He's the one who's learned it. He's the one who gets it. He's the kind of person that you and I would tend to gravitate toward, someone who's got the learning, someone who's got the training, someone who seems to know what he's talking about. Maybe that's the kind of person we want to listen to. Do we listen to the demons? Like this one here, there are times when we hear those demons as they come and they proclaim correctly, "You are the Holy One of God." And yet all the way through, Jesus is constantly muzzling them and constantly telling them to be quiet. And maybe you and I wonder, why not? But do you really want to depend on a demon? When you know that their purpose, and those who are following the demons, those who are obviously out there trying to undermine the word, even if they're saying something correctly, is that the kind of person you really want to trust? The one who's going to throw doubt on what is being said just by who they are. So is that who you're going to listen to? Most likely you and I are very willing to listen to me. After all, it's all about me. I am the most important person in the world. I already know that. Everybody else should know that too. How many times don't you and I listen to myself when we sit down and we take a good hard look at ourselves and we say, well, I think the marriage should be able to start and end whenever I feel like it. I think whoever wants to get married should be able to. I think that in my time and in my setting and in my position that I am able to say this page doesn't apply. I like this page. I feel that this is how I should act and this is how I should go and this is how I should live. This is what I think. Regardless of what our Savior says, regardless of what He says in His Word, you and I find ourselves regularly and constantly going back to me. Here's what I want. Here's what I think. Here's what I feel. Here's what God says. Well, we're going to forget about that because that doesn't count. Who are we going to listen to? Be amazed. Be amazed. Be amazed again in that dusty old book. Be absolutely amazed that when your Lord and your Savior comes, how many times doesn't He come and talk directly to you? We've all had the experience. We've walked out of a worship service, we've folded up our meditations booklet at the end of the morning, whatever it was, and we walk away absolutely amazed that how did this guy sitting in who knows where, writing a meditation however long ago before it ever got printed, knew exactly what I needed to hear today? How is it possible? He must have been looking in my front window this week. Isn't it amazing how our Lord and our Savior fills us with the amazement how He directly talks to us? How He comes and He very pointedly and very personally reminds you and me that hell is what I deserve. And then very pointedly and very personally tells me that heaven is what I'm going to receive. Be amazed. We are still amazed. Amazed enough to listen. The people were amazed. And as they continued on, they become amazed again. Just then there was a man with an unclean spirit in their synagogue. It cried out, "What do we have to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Jesus rebuked the spirit, saying, be quiet, come out of him. The unclean spirit threw the man into convulsions, and after crying out with a loud voice, it came out of him. Everyone was so amazed that they began to discuss this with each other. They said, what is this? A new teaching with authority. He even commands the unclean spirits, and they obey him. News spread about him quickly through all the region of Galilee. They were still amazed. Amazed enough to listen, and as soon as they got done listening, then they become amazed at what they see. Jesus very calmly and very authoritatively just simply says, quiet, be still, and the spirit has to leave. They're amazed at how that evil, unclean spirit had to listen, and so they started to talk. Amazed enough to talk. I don't know if they had backyard fences or not. I don't know if they went to the local restaurant or if they stood out on the sidewalk in front of their homes. That's where you and I were doing our talking. When something amazing comes along, that's where you and I start to share. That's where we discuss these things and banter them back and forth because we're absolutely amazed at what's going on, amazed enough to talk. And that's what these people did. They discussed it. They talked about it. They shared it. They took that news that they had heard, that they were amazed enough to listen to, and then they were amazed enough to talk about it, to share that news. And so we're told that news about Jesus spread everywhere. I don't know if they're necessarily thinking, okay, now it's time to do mission work. Now it's time to go and proclaim the good news of Christ. They probably were just talking. Just talking about what they had seen, talking about what they had heard, amazed enough to talk. And the news goes everywhere. So what keeps us from talking? Is it that we don't trust God? That we're not convinced in His power and His might enough to protect me? Is it that I don't trust Him, that if I start to say something, there may be some kind of reaction, and God is not going to be there to watch over me, and He's not going to be there to protect me? I'm going to assume that there's always that temptation for all of those missionaries who end up going someplace new, someplace different, that there's always going to be that temptation there that, well, maybe God isn't in China. Maybe He isn't in Africa. Maybe He isn't the next block over. Maybe He isn't at work. Maybe He isn't in school. Maybe it's because I just simply don't trust Him to keep my family together. That I'm more willing to not talk about what our Lord and our God has to say because I'm afraid that that might make Christmas and Thanksgiving a little bit uncomfortable. What keeps us from talking? Is it that we don't love God? Is it that we have become to the point where we said, well, you know, this isn't really all that big a deal. Heaven is one of those faraway things. We'll get to that a little bit later. Besides, there's other people out there doing the job. There's other people who can do the talking, so I'm just going to do my own thing. Is it that we're just not amazed anymore? That we've heard this so often and we've heard it so much. And we get bombarded by all these other things in life that this just isn't amazing enough. We just really don't care. Be amazed. Go back to that word again. Be amazed enough to listen so that you can be amazed enough to talk. Be amazed again at what our Lord and our Savior says. Be amazed at how sinful we are. Without hearing God and His Word, you and I wouldn't even have any idea how far short we fall. We would have no idea how sinful we actually are, nor would we have any idea how saved we are. That this Lord and Savior who comes and proclaims this Word, the prophet that Moses was talking about in the first lesson, the one that we get to listen to, He's the one who comes He's the one who shares. He's the one who tells you just exactly how saved you are. All the times that I didn't love Him and didn't trust Him and was too scared to talk, He paid for. All the times when I was too selfish and wanted to listen only to me, He paid for. All the things that would have landed me in hell with all the demons have been removed from my account, paid for in full in Christ, so that heaven is my home. Be amazed. We're still amazed. Amazed enough to listen, amazed enough to talk. So get the message out there. You know, you've got people. There are some who have heard me say at times, with a congregation our size and a community this size, it would be kind of neat, and I think it's also possible that if you just went and talked to that one person who's on your mind right now, you could keep me so busy doing Bible information classes, I'd never get out of this building. That'd be all right. Who can you talk to? Who can you just discuss it with? There's maybe others you can talk to because you happen to know they're talking to someone. And you can give them the encouragement that perhaps it's a person you yourself might not talk to or may not be able to reach, but you can help that person get to the next one. Do the talking. You do that whenever those gifts come to the front. Talking to people that you may never meet until you get to the glories of heaven. Talking through people you perhaps have never met. As you send those missionaries out. As you send them to places that you can't get to. To people that we won't see. But we're talking. We're talking through those prayers and we're talking through those gifts as that good news of the forgiveness of sins goes out so that others can be amazed. Amazed enough to listen. And then amazed enough to talk. Be amazed. As you heard at the beginning of our service, you're going to have the opportunity between our services to think about the work that's going on in China. And to think about how amazing it is that really all it is just people talking. It can't be quite as formal as what you and I are used to. It's just people talking. Amazed enough to listen to the word, and amazed enough to go and talk. Keep that work, the work that's going on in China, keep the work that's going on here in our own communities and in our own country. Keep that work in your prayers so that you can still be amazed. And then rejoice that you're part of the work. You're part of the work when you're amazed enough to listen. And you're part of the work when you're amazed enough to talk. Amen.